From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Smoke could be seen rising today in Syria close to the border with Turkey. Shortly afterwards, Turkish ambulances were spotted heading toward the Syrian town of Jarablus. Turkey has been launching the first major ground assault into Syria since the country's civil war began, sending in tanks and special forces backed by U.S. airstrikes to help Syrian rebels retake Jarablus from the Islamic State militants. Turkey's official news agency says one Turkish soldier has been killed, three wounded in the Syria campaign. Staffan de Mistura, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, has called for a 48-hour truce in Aleppo. He says the UN has in place an emergency response plan to provide humanitarian relief once a temporary ceasefire is in place. At least 15 civilians were killed. It happened Saturday in a barrel bomb attack by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo. Meantime, Syrian rebels and their families have virtually evacuated the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa. Ahmad Durrani, who left Deraa for Idlib, says after arriving, everyone welcomed them and assured them that they would be able to return to their homes in Deraa soon. Combating terrorism will be atop the agenda when the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh on Monday. Dhaka is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by the Islamic State. Siege left 20 hostages dead. This is VOA News. Muslim extremists who support Islamic State have staged a jailbreak in the southern Philippines, freeing eight of their fellow radicals. Officials say at least 20 heavily armed members of the MOT militant group raided the jail, allowing at least 15 detainees who are not members of the group to also escape. The eight MOT members who did escape were recently arrested by soldiers who found a homemade bomb in the rebels' van at the security checkpoint. The MOT radicals have frequently been seen carrying the black flag of the Islamic State. In all the chaos of Italy's devastating earthquake, an older sister's embrace allowed her younger sister to survive. Their story was recounted by the bishop who celebrated a funeral mass for 35 of the 291 people killed by the quake that devastated parts of central Italy on Wednesday.
Una tragedia. Grandissima.
Gina Rossetti is a quake survivor who attended the funeral. She said there is great tragedy there and that there are no words to describe it. Rescuers are continuing their search for survivors of the 6.2 magnitude quake, but nobody has been found alive in the ruins in days. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded on a third day late Saturday with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking rules in the administration of Brazil's federal budget. On Monday, she will address the senators. Following days of deliberation, senators will vote on whether to permanently remove Rousseff as president. South Sudan's Olympic team athletes have returned to the capital, Juba, after representing their country in the Rio Games. Wilson Deng is the South Sudan Olympic Committee president.
Now, other people might think that, why did you come without medals? To me, I would say that in spite we did not come with some medals, we achieved a lot of things. One, recognition of our country in the Olympic family. Number two, we conducted site meetings, and especially with the president of the Olympic Committee, that is Thomas Baha.
That is Wilson Deng of the South Sudan Olympic Committee. He is their president. It was the first time for South Sudan in its 5 years as a nation to participate in the Olympics. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.